You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hey, what's up, flies? This is David Spade.
Dana Carvey.
Look, I know we never actually left, but I'll just say it. We are back with another season of Fly on the Wall.
Every episode, including ones with guests, will now be on video. Every Thursday, you'll hear us and see us chatting with big-name celebrities.
And every Monday, you're stuck with just me and Dana. We react to news, what's trending, viral clips.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
So to start things off, I have several questions about that, but I need to focus on something else real quick right now. I need to know if anybody has any dog obedience trainers on the East Side that they trust that I can get a dog that's a small dog to poop outside the house. Is something I need. Because I ran a little late this morning. Good morning. I ran a little late this morning because at about 4 a.m., woke up, went to the closet, and like old man Shivitz, I think it was the guy, Shimmons. It was Shimmons, old man Shimmons. In Billy Madison, it was poop again. And I stepped in it, and then it was 4 a.m., and I'm screaming, because I stepped in it with one, and then I stepped in it with the other, and now I'm stuck right outside the closet door, and I'm yelling.
Two-step.
I'm yelling for Liz to wake up so she can get this poop off my feet so I can go take a shower. It's the first day of school, by the way. And so it's 4 a.m. and I'm waking up the little ones and I'm waking up my wife.
You did wake them up?
Oh, the whole house. Because I was just, it's 4 a.m. You're not in the best mood.
I always love how in the Carmen household, he has no problems waking up the rest.
Zero.
I walk on pins and needles every morning.
Bring the house
so that
down.
I don't wake up my wife. Because if I wake up my wife or I wake up the kids, which in turn will wake up the wife. I love how you have carte blanche to do this in your house,
it
and then
is.
You don't even feel bad about
nope,
it.
No, I don't feel. I feel bad for Liz, who had to wake
do
up
you?
In the middle. Yes, I do. I actually do feel terrible for Liz. And I explained to her, I go, listen, I don't mean to yell. I'm not yelling at you. I'm yelling at the dog. Because when I wake up, the dog goes over and crawls over where I was laying down, and then she sleeps. And then usually she's very cute because she's small. She's 5 pounds, and she's fluffy. She's a miniature poodle, and I got her for Liz for her birthday 2 years ago.
Easier to toss around the room after you step in it.
And, well, at that point, I wanted to throw pillows, and I'm going, damn you! Damn you, Ginger! Damn you! And then she sees me, and then she does like that slink and went right under the bed. Because once she's under the bed, I can't get to her. She knows that. My paws are too big. I'm too big. I can't get to her.
It is.
Sam was too big of a dog. Sam was a good dog.
It is amazing.
I miss Sam.
The two different worlds we live in. If
damn good
I
dog.
Even did anything above a whisper and I woke up the house,
the whole
I
house.
Would be set packing so fast.
It is exactly what Henry Hill's kids were going through when she was trying to throw him out of the house. Not without her keys, you're not. That fight that was going on, except it's all me. It's just me. I'm both Henry and Karen. That was all the money we had. That's all I was. And I'm just yelling outside the closet because I can't move. I can't move because it's on my feet and I can't track it through the carpet. Because I know her day's going to be worse because I ain't going to be there to clean it up later. So someone's going to have to clean up all this mess. And so she would have to clean up the mess. So I'm sorry. She's got to wake up and get the toilet paper and get it off my feet.
So who was responsible originally?
Bare ass naked, by the way.
Who was responsible originally for the training of the dog?
Her. It's her dog.
So she took full
the dog
onus
was supposed
over this.
To be housebroken already. And in so many ways, it kind of is, but she's 5 pounds, so she's dainty. So if it rains outside, the grass is already too high. So if you like cut your grass to a normal length, it's too high for her. She can't go on anything but like a putting green. And then if it rains, snow is impossible. You're not doing it with snow.
It's not happening.
She's going to go in the house.
Yeah, I thought you had told us when the inclement weather came in that you guys kind of gave up on trying to take the dog outside.
Yeah, basically. We tried.
So you can't be all that surprised that the dog's not housebroken now because of that. You develop some bad habits, it sounds like.
I understand that, and I feel bad about it, but it ain't my fault. At the same time, I told her for like a year and a half, like, we got to take this dog to a trainer. Like, it's got to happen.
Yeah.
It can't. She is, because before she was trying to use the dining room as a toilet, and now I have picnic tables, folding tables that are set up to block her so she couldn't go in there. But she just finds other places to put it. So she does it in the one sitting room. We have a baby gate that blocks her off from the kids' room. She can't go in the kids' room, and now she's just putting it in front of the closet.
Now, it's never too late, right? I haven't had a dog in so long.
She's only 2 years old.
Right, it's never too late to actually train a dog, right?
Yeah, and in like dog years, she's like a 9-year-old girl.
Yeah.
So it's like we're having problems with our 9-year-old daughter.
This still should be time.
Yes.
Okay, well, I imagine you'll get some good suggestions. Is there anything Ken can do? I just want to know, are there any home remedies here? Is there anything you can do to bypass having to pay the big money
whispers? Well, you know what? I'm saving on gas now, so I might as well pay a damn dog whisper. Am I right or am I right?
Yeah, there you go.
Okay. I'm sorry to start with that, everybody. It's just I had to get that off my chest. Do you have any suggestions over there? Do you have anything?
It's time to man up and get your little 5-pound dog in order. I don't.
It was so much easier when I had an 87-pound dog, and it's just like, hey, get your ass outside. Let's go. And he was a boy.
Like Anthony brought up, I think it sounds to me that you've created your own problem, and now you've got to lie in it.
And I'm not going to lie in the.
Oh, you're going to lie in it.
Well, your kids and wife are not going to lie.
You're going to slip and fall. You're going to pratfall right into it one morning.
You're going to be waking them up every morning.
Yeah, it was not a good morning in the household. Not a good afternoon for the Browns.
The Mount Carmen eruptions at 4 in the morning are kind of legendary.
It happens about once a week.
That's a Ken Carmen classic.
That's where I did. That's where my mother and I, my mom used to do that. She would get mad and start slamming cupboard doors at like 4 in the morning, letting everybody know she was upset. And the apple didn't fall far from the tree. I am my mother's son. Browns had their own problems yesterday afternoon. So this is where I stand on the thing. How long has he been with the Browns? 8 years? Is this season 9?
9. He's 2017. He was drafted.
We're going into season 9 with Miles. It is what it is, guys. If you expected him to say anything, ain't going to happen. He demanded a trade. He wanted money. He gave him money. Then you gave him cupcakes and dinosaurs like he was having Billy Madison's third grade party when he signed his extension and did his press conference. So just because you give him cupcakes and dinosaurs, you can't all expect to act like his parents and demand answers for it. He's a grown man, and I've told you this before, and you're going to sound like, I know to some people it sounds like I'm just making excuses for Miles. I'm not. You think what you think. That's not an excuse, but it stands right there. He is, while he will go down as the greatest Browns defensive player to play in a Browns uniform, he will go down as a Browns first ballot Hall of Famer. He is a mercenary. He is a Browns lifelong mercenary. He is there to get sacks. That's it. So I care about public safety. I do. I'm not trying to sweep that under the rug. I wish he would have just said, hey, you know what? I got a lead foot. I was in a hurry to go home. It was 2 in the morning. We just flew home. I wasn't paying attention that closely. I'm working on it. Guys, I'm sorry. I'm taking care of this with the courts. I understand I've had a history with this. I would like to move on with it, and I'd like to focus on this football team. I wish he would have just started with that. But
you know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports. Other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery, though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
I'm Dana Carvey.
I'm David Spade.
Fly on the Wall's back for another season now on audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
So many incredible guests will be joining us.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
Too good to be true.
Didn't. So he just decided to avoid the questions or not answer the questions to the point where, what was it? Jeff asked him, what was it like to look down and see 100 on the speedometer, which was a pretty strong thing to ask. Pretty,
we got to take
pretty
Jeff
emotional
Schidell.
Thing to ask.
Where can we take? Can we take him to Thompson Speedway? Can we take him to Mid Ohio? Where can we take Jeff Schidell?
Route 43's got one. We can get him.
I'd love
there.
To show him. I'd love to show him what it looks like. I got to say, I've looked down and looked at north of 100. It's pretty fun. It's pretty fun. Is it responsible? Not necessarily.
Jeff's an East Sider. The rocket car is going to be over there. Let's get him.
I've been in the rocket car. Rocket car is awesome. Rocket car is a good time. But you could say I'm making excuses for him. That's fine. I'm sure I'm going to get.
What's the fastest Jeff Schidell's ever gotten at? What is he driving? A
Let's
Topaz?
Not tell people the type of car he drives. A Mercury Topaz.
What's he get up to?
Can I tell
what's
you a story?
His license plate number?
Podcast 10:15 Eastern. Let me tell you a story about a Mercury Topaz. I won't remember it, but if anybody can remember it, it's a pretty good story. I promise you. You could say I'm making excuses for him. I'm sure I'll get killed on the internet. You're making excuses for Miles. You're giving him a free pass. I expect him to get 16 sacks. That's all I expect him to be. I expect him to be nice to fans when he meets him. He is nice to fans when he meets him. He does speed. I wish he wouldn't speed. This whole thing is annoying. It's extremely annoying. He's exacerbated it. But again, you gave him cupcakes and dinosaurs for signing a $123 million guaranteed deal just a few months ago. Just because you gave him all these things and we had a party during his press conference doesn't mean you get to treat him like a parent. You're not his dad. I'm not his dad. So he's answered to the letter of the law. I'm sure whatever fine, he's been paid. I'm sure whatever points are on the license are on his license. And we move on. I'm sorry. I wish everybody would have got their answers, but it's ended after here. That's it.
Do you think he was surprised that there was a question yesterday? Because I thought that was pretty predictable.
No, I think he knew he was going to get a question. I think he knew he was going to get several questions. That's why I think it took him so long to talk. I think he thought, you know, when did it first happen? Over a week ago, right?
It was right after the Carolina game.
Yeah. So, Saturday. So it's been almost 2 weeks, week and a half. So I figured he thought like we would all just move on.
Well, there was a little
and they
very
didn't move on.
It wasn't that loud, but there was a little criticism of him not talking. The Browns not putting him.
Well, especially after joint practices, he didn't speak. And then if he doesn't play in the game, I guess he doesn't speak after the game, right?
Well,
but the joint practices,
you thought just because, hey, you're going up against the Super Bowl champs. Where are the Browns and all this? So he probably didn't necessarily want to talk all that much, whatever. I'm a little surprised just because, like, you saw Isaiah Bond must have rehearsed his statement 1,000 times.
He had a very canned statement for anything that about his legal problems.
Somebody actually asked us if we were reading off of...
a teleprompter?
Or he was reading off a teleprompter.
He was doing a Luca Brasi before he went out there, before he went to see the Don. I understand like that couldn't have been fun for Isaiah Bond, but he was ready. He knew, his agent knew, probably the team told him, hey, you're going to get besieged with questions. We're not going to tell you what to say, but maybe we'll give you some guidance.
You're talking about Isaiah Bond?
Yes.
Oh, they crafted that message.
Right. So he did that. And yeah, there was a little criticism of, oh, you couldn't take questions about something that was a pretty big story. Whatever. But then it went away. It was over. He gave a statement. Everybody realized not going to get anything out of it. The Miles thing, I'm a little surprised. We all agree that he knew there were questions coming. I think he could have, in 100 different ways, have made this disappear and actually put a good spin on it. For the people that do care, I recognize most people don't care. Most Browns fans just want the sacks.
The people do care. The people who do care call us, and then I feel bad. I do. Like, we had the guy who called up last week and said, you know, my brother had died because of a speeding incident, and I feel bad for that guy. I feel bad for that guy, and I feel bad for those that have been affected by that. But in most cases, Kenny gets a speeding ticket. He was going 74 and a 60. Kenny pays the fine. Kenny moves on about his day. Owen goes 75 and a 60. Owen pays the fine. Owen goes on about his day. I've had a bunch of speeding tickets in my past. Owen has had a bunch of speeding tickets in his past.
We don't come in to a press conference. There aren't people calling radio talk shows about radio.
When I've done the same thing, how am I supposed to, and it's been a long time since I got a speeding ticket. Am I supposed to say I'm a better person? Am I supposed to say that I'm a better leader? Am I supposed to say any of these things? It's a common thing. It's a mistake. Learn from it. Move on. But man, we do this leadership thing, and he is not a leader. Stop. I'm almost talking to the media. I don't think the fans care. I think the fans know, because I've told the fans, and the fans agree, over the last how many years, he ain't no leader. Stop expecting him to be some movie-style rah-rah leader. He's not that guy. And that's fine as long as he continues to be a defensive player of the year candidate. So you're really stuck. We want the talent. We got the talent. He's not really a problem, considering the other problems that the roster has had.
Plays in the games.
I'll get a lot of nasty tweets later saying I'm just making excuses and kissing Miles' ass, but that's the way it is.
It's pretty obvious that Miles is, I don't know if to test the media is the phrase, but he doesn't really have a big use for the media. Some players do. Some players use the media to get the most out of what they want to get out of the media. But the thing about Miles was, the guy that doesn't really like the media, he's cordial. Don't get me wrong. I mean, we've had guys in here now. We've had quarterbacks in here that were not cordial to the media.
That's enough about Brian Hoyer. That's a Hall of Famer at St. Ignatius.
It was a never-ending battle with the media with Brian. There are guys, like, you understand, like, they may not like the media, but they find a use for him. Miles doesn't seem to be that guy until he needed him when he sent out a press release. What is it called? A press release. Why? Because it's going out to the press. He was ready to use the media in all its glory when he wanted them for a trade request, right? To ultimately get what he really wanted, which was a contract. So, like, he understands the game. He knows when he can use the media towards his advantage, leverage the media.
Uh-huh.
I just think it would have been very easy for him to have a very nice statement that would have made all of this disappear forever. But yesterday, and he chose a different route.
It was still easy for him because he waited a week and a half, and most of the reaction was, why are you guys wait? Why are you guys asking this still? Most of the reaction was, why are you asking still? Because they didn't get a chance to ask it in the first place. So he wins. Okay? And when you look at all the other things
What did he win happened, in all this?
There's no... What fans hate him? There's no fans that hate him.
Yeah, but you said a win. What would be the win in this regard?
What's the loss?
$100 million a year.
Are we giving him a... Well, just in the dealing with the media, though. Like, yeah, he's a winner in life. Oh, he's a lotto winner, whatever.
Can I tell you in the break?
The closest he ever came to not being able to cash in that lotto ticket was, ironically, when he rolled his car over when he was being reckless out on the roads. So it's just... It's just something that would anybody be surprised, unfortunately, if anything ever happened. Like, that's why we tell him, like, it can't be every time, right? I don't know what he does in his private time. I don't know how he, it is fun to get the car up to you know, get it open and let it loose. But just also, there is some responsibility. There is some element of maybe it makes sense to be careful out there occasionally.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports. Other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hey, what's up, Flies? This is David Spade.
Dana Carvey.
Look, I know we never actually left, but I'll just say it. We are back with another season of Fly on the Wall.
Every episode, including ones with guests, will now be on video. Every Thursday, you'll hear us and see us chatting with big-name celebrities.
And every Monday, you're stuck with just me and Dana. We react to news, what's trending, viral clips.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.